The girl reached out to take the reins from me. "That's Dana," she said with a touch of fondness in her voice. When she gets hyped up about something, she tends to forget that not everyone is there to be her servant. She giggled. One time my grandma came to one of my shows, and Dana wanted her to jog a horse so Dana could see if it was lame. My grandma's 76, uses a cane, and never touched an animal bigger than her Pekingese. I smiled. "So is Dana your trainer, too?" That explained how the girl knew so much about Peyton. "Uh-huh. I'm Rachel, by the way." "Nancy, thanks for rescuing me." I gestured at the horse, who now stood placidly at the other end of the reins. I think he was about to take off for the hills. Rachel giggled again. "No problem. See you later." She headed off with the horse in tow. My smile faded as my mind returned to what Dana had just told me. As if Ned's parents and my anniversary plans weren't enough, now I had an even more important reason to want to solve this case quickly. If I didn't, and the horse show officials decided against midnight, Peyton could lose her chance to ride in front of the Olympic chef to keep tomorrow. I pulled out my phone and called Ned. "Sorry, it looks like I might need a rain check on those anniversary plans after all." I filled him in on the news about the drug test.
"Wow," Ned said. "That's serious business."
"I know. So did Dana find Peyton and tell her? What does she think?"
"I don't know." Ned sounded worried. "I was actually about to call you. For two reasons. The first is that I lost track of Peyton a few minutes ago."
"What? But you promised your parents you'd stick with her." I wasn't really that worried about Peyton's physical safety while she was on the busy horse show grounds. But still, we'd promised.
"I know, but it's really their fault," Ned said. "My mom called me a little while ago, and I guess Peyton must have wandered off."